You're listening to the Apple Viz Podcast.
Welcome to an audio demonstration of Heytel for Apple Viz. This is JC DJ Mac here again, and I'm going to take you through a brief tour of Heytel. We all love voice communication apps for a good reason. Voice communication apps can be fun to communicate with your friends and family. But if you want a quick way to send a quick voice message, there's not that many. Fortunately, though, there is one option that I use and a lot of people may be interested. And the application I'm going to be focusing on today is called Heytel. The app name is spelled H-E-Y-T-E-L-L. And what this application basically does, it provides push-to-talk, PTT, for your iPhone or iPad. Although it will work on your iPad, we strongly recommend Apple Viz users to install Heytel on their iPhone to make it more easy. Since Heytel is a push-to-talk application, there's no account setup required, although you are allowed to connect it via Twitter and Facebook for easy access and more features. Heytel is easy enough so that you'll be able to send and receive voice messages in real time. Best of all, you can play messages anytime you want, and you can replay them at any given point. I have VoiceOver turned on, my iPhone is unlocked, and I'm on the home screen. I'm going to flick until I hear the word Heytel, and then I will launch the app by doing a one-finger double tap.
100% battery power, Gmail, Heytel, Heytel.
Recordings list.
Empty line. That empty line means that there's no conversations. However, if there was a conversation active, it would say XX, meaning the person's name, followed by the date that the message was sent. So I'm going to flick.
Flip map view button.
The flip map view allows you to show your GPS location on a map. This is great if users want to see your location while you're sending and receiving messages.
Friend or block user button.
This allows you to block or unblock a user as well as adding them to their friends list.
Toggle voice changer button.
This is only available if you purchase the voice changer extra, which is in the extras tab near the bottom, and it's a $1.99 fee. By the way, if you purchase an extra, it will also unlock the ability to not have ads when you start the application.
Replay slash stop button.
The replay slash stop button allows you to replay a message that was recently sent by a recipient. So if a message came through and if you missed it, you can always replay it at any given point.
Selected toggle speaker button.
You can choose between having the speaker activated or having the earpiece activated for privacy. For normal use, I would use speaker, but in an environment where there's loudness going on, you can select use earpiece. You can also use Bluetooth, which I'll show you at the end of the recording by going into the settings app and by showing you the Heytel settings.
Tap to search button.
You can search for a contact by selecting the tap to search button. And once you search for that contact, if that person uses Heytel, you can select the contact there by searching it.
Select contact button.
You can select a contact also through there by tapping the select contact. It'll bring up all your contacts in three tabs. Actually there's five if you purchase the groups option. The friends tab, Facebook tab, Twitter tab, contacts tab, and groups tab. Like I said, the groups tab will only be active if you have the groups bundle installed and you purchased as an extra.
Two.
There's two, there's nothing there.
Hold and speak button.
And there's the hold and speak button. So, I'm going to show you the tabs near the bottom. We're almost near the end of the interface.
selected, Conversations tab, 1 of 3.
There's the Conversations tab, which we are already on. You are focused on the Conversations tab by default.
Profile tab, 2 of 3.
The Profile tab is the second tab, and it allows you to set your privacy settings. The privacy settings are low, medium, and high. Low basically means that as long as the person has Heytel, you can contact them any way you wish without sending them an invite. Medium and high both require you to send an invite before you can chat with them. I have it set to low by default, however, you may set your privacy in any way you wish.
Extras tab, 3 of 3.
The Extras tab basically includes extras that you can get for Heytel, such as the Groups feature, the Voice Changer feature, and other features that make Heytel more interesting. When you purchase a feature, not only you'll get the feature, but you'll also unlock the ability to display ads when you first start the application. So I'm going to scroll back and go to the Select a Contact button.
Select hold it to select contact button.
I'm going to double tap.
Address book cancel button.
And I'm going to choose a friend at large. I'm going to choose the Friends tab.
Facebook tab selected. Friends tab 1 of 5.
I'm going to double tap on the first tab, which is 1 of 5. Like I said, the only time you'll get the fifth tab is if you purchase the Groups extra.
Selected, Friends tab, 1 of 5.
I'm going to touch until I find a friend that I know who uses Heytel.
Search at Cassandra Clara, Lauren Simmons, Macy McLean.
I'm going to double tap her.
Swipe up or down to
she's
select.
Been a friend, so I'm going to double tap. So now there's nothing there. But there are two ways to activate the hold and speak button. You may be wondering, how are you going to use the hold and speak button? Well, of course you can do it with VoiceOver running by doing the double tap and hold, or you can turn VoiceOver off by doing a triple click home, 1, 2, 3.
VoiceOver off.
And when it's off, right next to the home button, there's the hold and speak button. So you just tap on it, and it'll beep. A high beep will indicate that you're recording, and a low beep will indicate that it stopped recording. So I'm going to record a message. This is another test to be included for AppleVis. Reply back if the test is successful. So I sent the message. Now as soon as she receives it, she'll hear the message, and then once she gets it back, she will reply back and I'll receive the message. So I'm going to do the triple click home again. 1, 2, 3.
VoiceOver on.
So now if we go to the top of the screen,
AT&T Network selected, Macy McLean, 4:26 p.m., heavy northeast arrow.
Now it says,
swipe up or down, delete,
the name of the contact followed by the time it was sent. So I'm going to delete it, and there's nothing there. So while we're waiting, I'm going to show you the settings that you get when you start the Heytel app. And you might be wondering, how do you turn on the beep function? Well, I'm going to show you. I'm going to open up the Settings app by going to my home screen.
Home, messages.
And I'm going to touch the screen till I hear Settings.
Dock, Mail, page 1 of Apple Watch, Settings.
I'm going to double tap Settings.
App Settings.
And I'm going to find Heytel. I'm going to flick until I hear Heytel. There's the Heytel settings screen. I'm going to open that.
Heytel settings back button.
And we're in the Heytel settings.
Heytel heading. Allow Heytel to access. Head contacts on. Microphone on. Notifications. Badges. Sounds button.
So there's your notifications. You can also go to your notification center to change all this, but we're not going to go through that since you guys already know how to enable notifications.
Use cellular data on.
This allows you to use cellular data if possible. If you are on the road, you can use your cellular data, but you need to watch out for your plan. So keep in mind that if you use cellular data, you need to watch your data.
Heytel settings, heading.
Now we're in the Heytel settings. So the first option you come across is
beep when recording on.
Beep when recording. This is off by default when you first install the app, but you can turn it on by double tapping the switch, and it'll turn itself off, and then double tap again to turn it on. When you turn it on, I do advise VoiceOver users to, if not already set, turn the triple click home feature to set for VoiceOver. Otherwise, if it's not set to VoiceOver, you'll have to set it in the accessibility settings. So set it by going into accessibility, triple click home, and then choose VoiceOver if it's not already set. So I have it set already to on.
Pause background music off.
You can also have the device play background music when you talk. In other words, if you are listening to music and you want to interact with Heytel, you can turn the music on by switching the button to off. So on pauses the music and off allows you to listen to music or any podcasts and still interact with users on Heytel. So I recommend you turn this feature off so that way you'll get the best of both worlds.
Use Bluetooth off.
This last option allows you to use Bluetooth. So if you got a Bluetooth headphones like the Beats or Jaybird or of that nature, you can use Bluetooth on Heytel, especially on Bluetooth speakers. But the quality is not going to be so great. So I recommend you turn Bluetooth on if necessary, but you don't have to. So I'm going to back out of the settings screen by pressing the home button.
Settings.
And I'm going to go to my app switcher and dismiss settings.
App switcher, settings, running, closing settings. Heytel, running.
So Heytel is running.
Messages.
So that's just a quick overview of Heytel. Like I said, Heytel is very accessible. VoiceOver users should really get the hang of using Heytel. The setup process is very easy. When you launch the app, all you have to do is agree to the terms and conditions, sign in using your social media network, or you can enter your name, however you like, and then once you are set, set your privacy level, and then you are set. I'm going to show you one more thing before I conclude the podcast, and if the message comes through in time, I will be able to record what a Heytel message sounds like. So I'm going to go back into my Heytel app, going into the app switcher again.
App switcher. Home, Heytel, running.
I'm going to go to Heytel again.
Swipe upward. Heytel.
And there's nothing there, but when something comes up, it'll say the name followed by the time it was sent. So I'm going to go back to select contact again.
Hold and speak button. Tap to replace select contact button.
I'm going to go select contact.
Heytel friends, cancel button.
I'm going to choose Facebook this time.
Facebook tab selected. Facebook Danielle Perez.
There's a lot of friends
swipe
that I have.
Down to
so I'm
going to
double tap her.
Tapped in progress. Macy McLean is either not registered with Heytel or their privacy settings prevent them from accepting messages right now. Would you like to invite this user via Facebook?
So when you first start the app, assuming that they have Heytel, it will automatically be fine, which means you don't get this message. But when you send an invitation to someone that you don't know, you'll get a message that will say this person is either not registered with Heytel or their privacy settings prevent them from accepting messages right now. And it'll ask you, would you like to invite this user via either text message, if they use a smartphone, Facebook, or Twitter. In either cases, select either option. They'll be sent an invitation, and then all they have to do is double tap on the link. Once they have Heytel installed, Heytel will open automatically, and the invitation will be accepted. So that's one way to send an invite, but I'm going to choose cancel since she's already in my contacts.
Cancel button.
I'm going to do one finger double tap. And we're back at the main screen. So overall, Heytel is very good. It is very accessible, very easy to use, and very easy to set up. Unfortunately, my friend was not able to get back with me, so I'm not able to demo how the audio messages sound, but you'll get the idea once you install it. Before I end, though, I'm going to show you one cool feature that has been built into Heytel, which is an added extra that you can purchase called the Voice Changer. So I'm going to go to the Extras tab near the bottom. Double tap that. And I'm going to go to the Voice Changer.
Voice Changer. Voice Changer. Switch button off.
I'm going to turn it on.
On.
And I'm going to do a test recording.
This is a rogue saying alien test conversation test button.
I'm going to test it.
Alien button for selected set rogue no. This raises or lowers pitch 50%. Test 0%. No rogue saying select test button.
I'm going to do a test. I'm going to hold down my finger on the button. This is a test recording for AppleVis.
Done recording.
And you get the point. It's really spooky. It sounds like an alien. But I'm going to switch it back to 50%.
Rogue no, this raises or lowers pitch to 10 per 20, 30, 40, 50% plus 0. Switch button on.
And I'm going to turn the voice changer back off.
Off.
And that's the voice changer. Again, you can get this as an extra, but once you get the voice changer as an extra, it will unlock the ability to display ads when you first start the application. I highly recommend all AppleVis users who are listening to this, download it, give it a try. It's very accessible, very easy to use. I absolutely love it. I use it all the time to contact my friends and family. When they're out and about or on the road, I can easily check them up or contact them, and it's very easy to use. Again, I'm sorry I was not able to let you hear what it sounds like when someone sends you a message back, but I was at least able to give you a demonstration of the Voice Changer Extra plugin that you can download for Heytel. It's $1.99, and it can be purchased from within the app by going into the Extras tab. If you have any questions about Heytel, you can certainly email me. My email address is jcdjmac, that's jcdjmac@gmail.com. You can also send me a tweet. My Twitter username is @jcdjmac, that's @jcdjmac. And I'm also on Heytel as well. So if you have the Heytel app and if you want to contact me through there, you can most certainly do that. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. And you guys have a great day.
This podcast has been brought to you by the community of AppleVis. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.